AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The search for Anas Amri, the suspect in the Berlin truck attack, ended this morning in Milan, Italy. Amri was shot and killed by police. Investigators say Amri traveled through France into Italy. In Berlin, French tourist Lucy Alt-Dahlberg is worried about security.
It's a bit weird to imagine that the terrorists could have taken the train in Berlin and not being arrested in Berlin.
Investigators also want to know if Amri had help getting out of Germany. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack in Berlin. 12 people were killed. Malta's prime minister says more than 100 passengers were allowed to leave a Libyan plane that has been hijacked at the Malta airport, with possibly just the hijackers and crew left on board. 118 people were on board. The hijackers threatened to blow up the plane with hand grenades. Nasty weather, snow and rain is in the forecast for parts of the West. At the same time, Christmas travelers are at the airports, train stations and roads. Chris Dinesh's trip has been delayed at Los Angeles International Airport.
We'd miss our connecting flight, and we were just told that we will not be able to arrive in Charlotte until Christmas Day.
President-elect Donald Trump is complaining about the pressure that caused one of his sons to stop directly raising money for a foundation. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
Trump calls it a ridiculous shame that son Eric plans to stop soliciting donations for a charity for terminally ill children because of perceptions he might be selling access to his father. In a tweet this morning, the president-elect said his son loves these kids, has raised millions of dollars for them, and now must stop. He adds, wrong answer.
A New York man says he and his husband were removed from a JetBlue flight after his husband expressed displeasure about flying with Ivanka Trump and her husband. This is AP Radio News. Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 50,000 small SUVs.
Fiat Chrysler has issued the recall for the Dodge Journey and Jeep Compass and Patriot from the 2016 model year because their engines could stall while being driven. All have 2-liter or 2.4-liter four-cylinder engines. The company says a sensor connector to the engine can malfunction. That can cause the SUVs to either stall or fail to start. Fiat Chrysler says it doesn't know of any crashes or injuries tied to the problem. I'm Sandy Kozell.
The Green Bay Packers have a home game tomorrow, and there is a lot of snow on the ground. The call went out to Packers fans to shovel snow at Lambeau Field. Pam Gagne grabbed a shovel, and she says it is hard work.
I think I'm going to have to take some ibuprofen when I'm done here, but this is really neat.
Fans receive $10 an hour for shoveling, and the Packers provided the shovels. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big now.